These are not particularly normal sentences, so I don't think it would be a good thing for you to repeat them unless you really want to. I haven't given you room to repeat them anyway. Number one, the bars shuddered and cracked as John's toes bumped into their rusted contours. Two, the pupils pushed the horrified bosses through the crowded classrooms. Three, the girls hugged and kissed the dismayed sergeants and smiled at the astonished, broad-shouldered captains. Four, the tubes of creams were stacked into the four-cornered boxes arranged in neglected piles along the walls. Five, it seems the Swedes changed their minds about the farmers' cows and agreed to the arrangements proposed by the dairymen's unions. And six, bees hummed in the hedges, but Rose's wrinkled eye speaks daggers. Seven, fortified by her concealed weapons, she bargained over the stashed watches with the bored customs officials. Eight, the cloaked priests coughed and hissed as they waited for the cooled drinks for their parched throats. Nine, we've walked these denuded mountains for hundreds of years, and we never asked for them to be crisscrossed by raised roads paid for by enraged, overtaxed townsfolk. And finally, number 10, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, I broached the crates of smuggled goods which the thieves had ditched in the woods. And that's all.